My name's Adam McKenzie, and welcome to FitPro Domination, where you'll learn how to unleash massive profit from your fitness business. Discover how to stop feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed out living paycheck to paycheck by implementing the systems that you'll learn during each episode from myself and our incredible panel of experts. If you haven't got your hands on our free profit playbook yet, make sure you head over to fitprodomination.com now. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode. And as I mentioned last week, I had been MIA for a couple of weeks while we were traveling for our honeymoon. And I'm actually heading off to Paris and Italy for 3 weeks as of next week. But I'm not going to use that as an excuse not to be able to provide you guys with some great content. And lately, I have been working with a lot of fitness professionals who have a lot of staff, who are really interested in growing not just one facility, but multiple facilities. And it's interesting, when you look at opening up multiple facilities or growing your team, that's when your systems are tested the most. That's where your model is tested the most. That's where you will probably meet your greatest challenges. And I know some of you who aren't even at that level yet probably think the challenges you face now are tough. And I wouldn't argue that. They just change, right? They morph. Same as kids, what you deal with kids when they're young is a challenge, and you just get different challenges as they get older. And if you're a parent, I know you can relate to that. Now, today, what I want to talk about and dive into and give you some clear things to identify with is all around the gap between where you are now and being able to have more success in your fitness business. What is missing? What aren't you or are you doing in order to create more success? And I want to give you guys something really tangible that you can take and really connect with and use to start generating more success from your current model, or tweak your model to be able to generate more success. All right. Now look, the first place I always see this show up, the gap itself really highlighted to us, is when we take on a client and we try and get a base understanding on their model and why they're even in business in the first place. Like when we get them to explain to us what their vision is, what it is that they do, what it is that they do better than anybody else, what it is that they are awesome at, and what their goal is for this business, you know, what is their vision both short and long term. And I can't tell you how often that isn't clear for the businesses that we end up working with or the businesses who inquire to work with us. And what you got to understand about that is that's stage one. You know, and if you haven't listened to my podcast or read the document where I break down the three stages of business, go and do that. It's free in the group. It's free on this podcast, right? There's no sale into anything, but it gives you a broad picture of the three main stages that a fitness business goes through. And stage one is definitely getting clear on who we are, you know, what we want to do and who we really want to look after and why we want to do all of this. And if you don't start there, you're going to end up with something that is just as unclear as your vision. And, you know, if you've been in that situation or you're currently in that situation, some of the telltale signs are that your level of frustration, the fact that the types of clients you have aren't the types of clients you love, people aren't paying you what you're truly worth, your price points are all over the place, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to get distracted too much in that, all right? It's just got to be the starting point for you to look at, what does more success mean to you? What does a successful business model look like to you? Not anybody else's model. I don't give a fuck about anybody else's model. All right. Comparison is the thief of joy. What does success and what does a successful model look like to you? All right. And we teach people how to build models, but we teach them in a way that it becomes your model. It's not just ours. We give you the systems and strategies to build the model that you want, that is directly connected to your vision of what a successful model looks like. All right, so that's where you got to start. If you haven't got clear on that, get clear on that first. The next place that I see so many businesses struggling within this eternal cycle of week-to-week cash flow, or never quite getting ahead, or getting ahead and then taking a few steps backwards, all right, and never really getting over that yo-yo effect, is because their business is too top-heavy. And fuck, I owned this for so long. I mean, I had multiple successful businesses. I had great cash flow. We had a house that had gone up in $200,000 worth of equity within the first 18 months. Things were great. And then I built a gym with a $375,000 fit out. All right. And my cash flow at the time that I was bringing into the gym was around $4,000 a month. Just based on, you know, the personal training clients I was looking after at that time. So shit was ass backwards from the beginning. And if you haven't heard my full story, go back a few episodes and I'll explain to you exactly how bad things got and what we had to do to turn it around. But when a business is too top heavy, you are under so much pressure from day one to bring in new people, to be able to charge more, to sell upfront packages to cover the gap or the lost income. You bring that level of anxiety to your staff, and then you start blaming people why your business isn't performing the way it wants to, because you have all of this added pressure. And pressure is not always a bad thing. Sometimes it's exactly what we need. But if your model isn't clear, and if your model isn't set up properly from the beginning, and you're top loading yourself, all right, where that you have a lot of expenses, you've spent a lot of money to get set up, your break-even point requires you to be at a minimum of 100 members to be at break even. All right. When you're top heavy like that, you're fighting against it from day one. It is not a smart model. Maybe you've borrowed money and you have huge repayments, you know, all of these different things, bad loans, credit cards that have 20% interest rates, right? When you start things that way, you are top heavy and you just need to identify that, because for you, the number one thing you have to do to get past a top heavy model is to create more margin in your business, to either look at what costs you can cut or where you can increase your average dollar sale per client so that all existing clients are worth more to you and any new clients come in are worth more to your business with higher profit margins that allow you to get to break even faster, that allow you to have money left over beyond just covering your expenses. All right, that is key. That's what your entire focus needs to be on. And if you're bringing a shit ton of leads into a business model that is top heavy, that has crap margin, you might as well keep headbutting a wall because it will hurt less. I know because I've lived it, and I know because we save businesses in that position on a weekly basis. All right, it's literally what we have to do. When I say save, I don't think you guys understand. Like, we literally get to work to turn things around so that these businesses stop losing money, create more margin, and can breathe. All right, because most of them haven't been breathing for so long, they forgot what it was like. They think that this is normal, the struggle is normal, and that's all that they're ever gonna get out of this business, and it shouldn't be the case. And I don't want anybody to ever feel that way. I've felt that way too many times, and I know what it takes to get past it, and I know what it's like on the other side. All right, so that's why you've got to look at your model and the gap between you and success. If you put a model that is top heavy, that has low margin, and that's how you start things, you're going to have a very big gap for a lot longer than somebody that starts with a little bit of a less top heavy model. I hope that makes sense to you. If not, by all means, send me an email, send me a message on Facebook. I'm happy to break it down. I'm even happy to get on a call with you or my team are to break that down for you. Okay, the next thing we want to look at, all right, is not enough clients on the whole. All right, like if a business is still slightly top heavy or the break even, let's say the break even is like $6,000-$7,000. That's pretty standard for most fitness businesses if they run, let's say, a large group to small group program. All right, one-on-one, it just depends. You can have a small studio to run a one-on-one business with small overheads, right? You really don't need a lot of overheads for a one-on-one business. The biggest overhead is normally paying staff 50% of or more to train those clients for you. All right, but by not having enough clients to be at break even, all right, you got to understand that you got to carry the loss. So you have to factor that into this entire vision. If you've just started this business, or maybe you've had a couple of crap months and you lost clients and you're now cash flow negative. All right, the biggest thing about that is that somewhere you're going to have to get that money. Somewhere you're going to have to cover that gap in cash flow. And most of the time, the biggest thing that you got to focus on at this point, all right, is getting more clients. And if you have a good margin, all right, the more clients you get, the more profit you make, the bigger you build that base on top of the break even. So if I need an extra $2,000, maybe I only need, you know, an extra 10 clients paying me $200 a month, and if I have at least a 50% margin on those clients or more, suddenly that's an extra $1,000 profit a month. It's an extra $2,000 in cash flow, but out of the $2,000 in cash flow, now I've got $1,000 or more left in profit, rather than me bringing in $2,000 in cash flow and all of that being taken up by the loss, but then the margin that I have on that cash flow is so small that I don't really see much profit from it. And I know that might sound confusing for some of you, but it's the cycle that we see so many business owners in, all right? And when it comes to clients, again, you've got to look at, okay, where's my current business? How many clients do I need to, one, be a break even? Then how many clients do I need to be bringing in the level of profit that I want, so I'm paying myself a wage on a consistent basis, and then I'm able to provide my family or provide myself with the type of income that we really want, that you fucking deserve, all right? You gotta own that. What is that number? How many clients is it going to take to create that level of income, all right? And once you know that, all you have to do is put things in place to go and get the clients. And it can't be any easier. I've done episodes on this. I give away free tools. We give clients who start with us strategies that they can implement in less than 2 days that bring in clients for them for less than $10 a day. All right. Getting clients in this day and age is not hard, but you have to work out where your business is at, how many you need, so that you are going after them with a clear picture on exactly how many we need, and working back from that. If we need 10 new clients or 20 new clients, how many consults do we have to do? How many leads do we need to bring in to be able to book that many consults? What do we have to spend to be able to get that amount of leads? All right, once you're clear on all that, it's an easy solution. It's tangible. It's not just this thought of, man, I just need more members. I just need more members. I don't know where they're gonna come from. I don't know how to get started, all right? That's an excuse, and again, that is the reason why there's a big gap between where you are now and the level of success that you want in your business, all right? If you need more clients, all you gotta do is focus on how many and then what you need to do to go and get them, all right? There are so many free things you can do to go and get them as well, all right? It's not always about paid traffic. It's just about being clear, and that's what I need to focus on at this point to close the gap, and that's what you need to go and do, all right? It's that basic. The other part that I see, especially as businesses start to grow, all right, in the beginning, you can probably hustle and you can handle doing most things yourself, all right? Everybody does it at some point. You're the accountant, you're the bookkeeper, you're the cleaner, you're the trainer, you're the manager, you're the salesperson, you're the admin, doing all the paperwork, loading all the payments. You are doing it all, all right? And that's cool to a certain level. But past that point, when you start to get more clients, when you need to start delivering a consistent service and experience for each client, you're gonna need to start implementing systems that are gonna help you leverage your time, systems that are gonna help you look after your members on a consistent basis, regardless of who they're training with, when they train, or what program of yours they are in. All right, you need to get clear and make sure that you have structured onboarding processes, member care process, a lead to consult to sales process, a exit interview process, retention systems, referral systems, all of those things need to be developed and implemented. And if you've never had them, yes, it's going to take a little bit of time to build and create them. But if I know there's a gap in the moment between me being able to run this business as a business instead of being the person doing everything, if that's where my gap is, then that's what I need to focus on. All right. And sometimes we think we have to do all of these things at once. You've just got to realize that everything I'm running through right here in this episode are different things that'll pop up to let you realize where are your biggest gaps right now in your current business between you and having more success or having more income, whatever it might be. All right, being able to have systems then allows you to move on to the next point I've got here, staff. All right, being able to leverage your time by building a team, but building a team that is going to deliver your end product and service the way that you want it to be delivered. Everybody hires people and they get started and they train them, hey, just follow me for the next few, you know, days, or follow me for the month and just watch what I do and then do that. All right. You guys might be laughing, but I can't tell you how many times I've seen that that's the system that a trainer implores when he's hiring staff.
All right. But when you have systems in place and you're clear on how those systems work, you're clear on the end result that you want from them and what it takes to create that end result. That's the critical part, right? If you can then teach that to a staff member and then you can put things in place to keep them accountable to it, there is no reason why every single staff member on your team operates at the level that you want them to, right? That's got to be your aim when you're looking at your time. So say at the moment, the biggest gap in your time is the fact that you don't have time. The biggest gap in your model is the fact that you're still doing everything and you're not able to free up time more to focus on growth, to focus on marketing, networking, team development, hiring staff, being able to look after members better, provide better opportunities for them and for the business. All right, if that's your gap, then this is where you need to focus on, all right? Systems, staff, and leverage. All right, we have two more points here that I see in all businesses that we identify a gap in, all right, or what some of those gaps might be. Your numbers, all right, your numbers, your stats, and your ability to be able to find them, and then how often and how well you are tracking them. All right, at the end of the day, just as important as it is to have a clear vision, we need to be able to test and measure and find out how close we are to bringing that vision to life. No bullshit, no stories, no excuses, no justifications, just numbers. Being able to look at your model and determine how close you are to where it is that you want to go. What are the real stats? All right, and lately I've been working with guys who have multiple locations. And the things that we're starting to identify by digging into the numbers is the fact that, you know, they're paying their staff well. They've got all these systems. They're giving the staff incentives to sign up people. They're giving bonuses. They're giving percentages, you know, for signing up people. But the net result at the end of the month is the business has only grown by a net 1 to 3 to 5 members. But their goal is to grow the business by a minimum of 10 plus clients a month. But they weren't even keeping an eye on that because they saw all of these signups. They were paying all of this commission, but yet people were still leaving. They still had an attrition rate, which every business will have an attrition rate. But if you're not keeping your eye on it and you're not testing and measuring it, you don't realize that suddenly we're three months down the road. It looks like we've had all of these signups, but we've only grown by a net 7 clients or a net 5 or 3 clients, whatever it might be. All right, and our profit margin along the way is X, Y, and Z, because it might look like it's great that we have signed up 20 clients, but maybe the 20 clients were paying less than the 10 clients who left. So maybe your net position is you haven't even grown cash flow wise. All right, maybe it's time to do a price increase and we want to see what the result of that price increase will be if we only lose 5 or 10 clients. Being able to look at the numbers, look at the statistics, look at the profit margin, look at our conversion rates, and then make decisions based on that. That is what is going to close the gap. If we know that we need more clients, if we know that we need more income, if we know that we need more systems, more staff, more everything else, the numbers is what's going to tell us all of that. It's what's going to dictate to us whether something's working well or not. Maybe one trainer's got great retention, somebody else doesn't. Maybe some people are staying past the initial 3-month minimum period and a lot of people aren't. You know, what's the reason for that? What are we putting in place? What happens to our clients after they've been with us through the initial honeymoon process? How often are they getting body comps done? How often are we getting the, you know, little touch points and updating their goals and their nutrition and, you know, making sure that they're still excited about the program that they're on? You know, what are we doing with our referral program? How many referrals did we get for the month? I could keep going until I ran out of air, and that is not something that happens very easily, but I think you guys get the idea, right? You've got to be able and you have to know how to track the progress of your business in every single capacity. And if you're putting systems in place that don't have a metric or a way for you to be able to track how successful they are working, it is not a system. It's just something that you've implemented, right? It's like a concept. I put the concept in place, here it is, but I never test it. I don't have any way of testing and measuring it. So I don't even know if it's working at the level that I want it to be working on, but it's in place. All right. It's like having somebody who reads books all the time. They go to university, they're knowledgeable, they've got all these degrees, but they don't know the first thing about running a business. All right. It's the same with a system. If we can't test and measure it, it's never going to be effective because we don't even know how to track the end result of it. Okay. That's got to be key. Last point here. All right. And it's a point that I realize and I talk about a lot. And when we run our retreat at the end of the year, it's a big breakthrough that we provide to everybody who's there. And man, we've seen it in terms of results, even in like 3-4 weeks after people left our retreat in Thailand, is mindset. I know you might shut off when you hear that word. Oh, I don't want to hear about mindset. I don't care about that shit. Well, trust me when I tell you that it is the number one reason why you have more success or less. All right. If your mindset was clear from the beginning, all right, on exactly who it is that I want to be and what type of business it is that I want to run, all right, you start creating and setting intentions based on that from the beginning. It is attached to your values. It is attached to what is most important to you. It is what you feel, live, eat, breathe, sleep, all right? And if you have a mindset that is based around scarcity, it comes from a place of lack. It comes from a place of, I've failed multiple times before. Maybe I'm going to fail again. This doesn't work. That doesn't work. You allow yourself to tell yourself all sorts of BS stories and justifications. You got to realize that that's all coming from a place of fear, right? It's all coming from a place of, I'm not good enough. I don't know how. And then you start looking outside of yourself. You look at other people. You start comparing your business to other people's businesses. You start getting frustrated. I'm trying X, Y, and Z, but nothing's working. I want to move my business forward, but I'm constantly in it. You say you want to grow a business and grow a team, but yet you never allow them to do it because you're afraid that if they do it, maybe they'll fuck it up. Or maybe they'll leave me. I don't want to train them too well because maybe they'll take my clients and they'll go and set up their own thing. All of these sorts of conversations and things that pop up are directly related and connected to your mindset, to your ability to be able to be the best version of yourself and have a level of abundance when it comes to your business that regardless of the fear that is coming up, you know you're able to move forward. You know you're able to do things because what you're doing is directly in line with your values and the intentions that you want. All right, they're directly connected to the value that you want to get back out of your business, both financially, all right, physically in terms of lifestyle, but also emotionally and mentally, right? Like what level of satisfaction are you getting back from your business? What level of enjoyment and how proud are you about the type of business you have and what it is providing you and your family with? You know, for me, for years, I was like, yeah, it's great. I got this successful business. It's awesome. And, you know, we're doing everything we wanted to do. But then I had to take a really good look at myself and realize that one of my highest values in my life is to be a great parent. And I was so engrossed in my business that I was never around. I was never present. Even when I was with my kids, I was on my phone the entire time. You know, a text message went, it was like, holy shit, like suddenly I'd got $1 million. Like that's how I reacted. It was like, oh, I've got to get to it right now. You know, even my kid's birthday, I remember being on a call trying to deal with leads and I missed my son's third birthday as he was cutting the cake. I was on the fucking phone. You know, it was all based around my mindset and where I was at and my priorities in terms of my values and what I wanted. Why I put that in here is because I will so often start with a business owner and I will present them, and we as a team will present them with so many different opportunities. But no opportunity will outgrow a poor mindset, all right? No goal and no motivation and no mantra and no how-to strategy is ever going to outgrow a bad mindset. That will always be your gap. It will always be the defining moment or the defining thing that pulls you back to mediocre, that forces you to self-sabotage, that gets you to have success and instantly blow it up, that gets you to suddenly be 3 months down the road, lose 20 clients and not have done a fucking thing about it. Because it's like you feel like that's all you deserve. Whether you're aware of that consciously or subconsciously, it doesn't matter. It's something that is inside you and completely related to your mindset. And I couldn't run you through the gap that is in between you and the more success that you want without mentioning mindset. I hope you guys got a lot from that. There are a lot of tangible things, and sometimes it's just merely a matter of self-identifying where you're at right now And then once I know where I'm at, I can do something about it. I don't need to analyze it. I don't need to overthink it. I don't need to judge myself and feel like shit around it. I just need to identify it, realize it's not in line with what I want, and do something about it. And if you want help doing something about it, I mentioned it in the group this week. All right, I'm about to head off to Europe, like I mentioned, for 3 weeks. I have asked my coaches to open up 10 slots. That's it, 10 slots, all right? For anybody who wants to dive into their model, to work out where their gap is, to work at exactly what they need to do to close that gap so that they can start having the business that they want, all right? All you have to do to take those up, all right? And I put this out yesterday and we've already had 4 people take this up. So we only got 6 slots left, and I guarantee you by next week they will be gone. These are free, 100% free, no obligation calls, right? We charge these calls out at $500 to existing clients and anybody who's wanting to do a one-off consulting call, all right? It's a minimum of $500. I've asked my coaches to do this. I'm not even paying them to do it. They're volunteering, right? 10 free calls to dive into your model and to be able to help you out, all right? No obligation to take up our program. The only thing you have to be open to is being able to provide us with enough information during that call, or maybe slightly before that call, so that we can dive into your model, we can get to the bottom of where things are at and work out how to help you best right on that call. All right, and if you're interested in doing that, all you've got to do is email me at adam@adammckenzie.net. I will connect you with one of my coaches and we'll find a time that works best for you to be able to do that. If you don't do that, these will be gone. But all I can say to you is that with where your business is at right now, can you really afford not to do that? Maybe we'll give you one thing, two things, maybe just an idea will spark something in you, a different perspective of how to approach something that will transform your business, that will get you through the hump, that will close the gap or multiple gaps that we've been talking about today. All right, so take that up, email me, message me on Facebook, whatever you need to do, but do it quick because they will be gone. And I am grateful to my coaches for them to be able to give up their time to help more of you guys, because that's what we are really passionate about. I don't do this shit, sit down in front of here and make podcasts about this stuff because it's fun. I do it because I want to help more of you. I know where you're at. I've lived it. We see it. I help business owners like this on a daily basis. And when you understand how to close the gap and what's needed to do it, we get the enjoyment of seeing the benefit that you guys experience on the back end of that. So hit me up, comment, send me emails, whatever you need to do. And I hope you've gained a lot from this and that you are no longer going to have a gap in your business or a gap between you and the level of success that you want. Thank you for tuning into this week's show. To guarantee your business is generating more profit, head over to fitprodomination.com now and grab a copy of our free profit playbook. Now, if you're ready to unlock the true potential of your fitness business, then go and register for one of our profit discovery calls valued at $500 by simply going to fitprodomination.com/profit call. Make sure you tune in each week and subscribe to the show as we commit to making sure every fitness professional has the keys to long-term success, massive profit, and freedom.